Hey, it's Dave Anderson with the Forest Society.
And I'm Grace McCullough with New Hampshire Audubon. And this is Something Wild. We got a question from a listener.
Hi, Something Wild. This is Lee from Enfield. I'm just really surprised that I am seeing these little pale yellow either moth or butterflies flitting around my yard. I just would assume that these little critters would have been hunkered down for the winter. Can you tell me if they are moths or if they are butterflies? And why am I seeing them now instead of having them tucked away for the winter? Thank you so very much.
Have you been seeing moths, Grace?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've been seeing them out on my walks.
I'm seeing so many of them this year, but I assumed it was a function of all the time I've been spending in the woods.
They're small, maybe an inch across, and they look totally out of place this time of year. They're a soft brown to gray with this fluttery, kind of sluggish flight. Honestly, they look a little confused. So the big question for me and Lee is, why are they out there?
They are sometimes called hunter's moths, or more formally, Bruce spanworm moths. They're adapted to the cold weather or flight through some metabolic tricks. They can spend the summer as a caterpillar in the canopy of the hardwood trees. They eat and get bigger until they fall down into the leaf litter, and then they pupate. As the weather turns cold, around the end of October, they emerge from the leaf litter as adults. The advantage is that most of the insectivorous birds are now gone.
Only the males have wings. Females are actually found crawling around on tree trunks and leaves. The Bruce spanworm chemoreceptor is a feathery antenna. The males are looking for flightless females via pheromones.
They are native, but not to be confused with winter moths, which is an invasive of the same genus. But even they get confused and hybridize with them. They do look really similar.
Their populations are not static. They experience natural cycles. For example, in the early 1980s, large populations in New Hampshire and Maine caused extensive defoliation, with approximately 18,000 acres defoliated in New Hampshire during that period. So what's up with that name, Bruce?
Great question. The name Bruce is the colloquial version of the species name Bruceata. A species was named after an early lepidopterist. The name spanworm, also called a looper or inchworm, refers to the characteristic crawling habit of this caterpillar and its relatives in the family Geometridae, or earth measurers.
Ah, so you know how when an inchworm moves, it looks like it's spanning the distance? These caterpillars first stretch the front half of their bodies forward, then pull the back half forward to meet the front legs, making a loop. As the front of the caterpillar stretches forward again, the body appears to span or measure a distance, the length of their bodies.
Well, that other common name, the hunter's moth, comes from the adult male flight on cold autumn nights during hunting season.
Sometimes they even flutter among snowflakes in December. Thanks for that question, Lee from Enfield.
And if you have a question for Something Wild, email or send a voicemail to somethingwild@nhpr.org.
Something Wild is a partnership between the Forest Society, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR.
I was struggling not to say anything about Springsteen or Don't Bring Me Down, Bruce.
Isn't it Bruce? I think it's Bruce.
I don't know. Everyone, I always thought it was Bruce.